Good morning, this is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia situation with UAE President and Israeli Prime Minister. Prime Minister Modi to hold delegation-level talks with his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi today. U.S. military confirms destruction of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard headquarters and large-scale strike. 9 Iranian naval vessels sunk, claims President Trump. Britain, France and Germany jointly extend support to the U.S. UK says America can use British bases for defensive strikes against Iranian missiles. Global oil prices rise amid West Asia conflict. Asia-Pacific stock markets fell sharply. And in cricket, India stormed into semi-final of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in Kolkata. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a telephonic conversation with his Israeli counterpart Benjamin Netanyahu to discuss the ongoing situation in West Asia. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he conveyed India's concerns over the recent developments and emphasized the safety of civilians as a priority. Mr. Modi also spoke with President of the UAE, Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan. The Prime Minister strongly condemned the attacks on the UAE and condoled the loss of lives in these attacks. The Prime Minister said India stands in solidarity with the UAE in these difficult times. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, at his residence yesterday. Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman attended the CCS, the nation's top decision-making body on security and strategic affairs. The meeting came in the wake of rapidly evolving global situation arising from the escalating Iran-Israel-US conflict. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney will hold delegation-level talks at Hyderabad House in New Delhi today. Prime Minister Modi and Prime Minister Carney will also attend the India-Canada CEOs Forum this afternoon. We have more in this report.
The Canadian Prime Minister, who assumed office in March last year, is on his first full-fledged bilateral visit to India. Canada is a key strategic partner of India and one of India's most important partners in North America, with strong ties in trade, technology, education and people-to-people relations. India and Canada engage in dialogue and cooperation on global security issues, including counter-terrorism, cyber-security and regional stability. India and Canada share a growing partnership in the energy sector, encompassing both conventional and renewable energy resources. With Canada's vast natural resources and India's expanding energy demand, energy cooperation remains a key pillar of the bilateral relationship. The meeting between the leaders today will provide an opportunity to reaffirm the positive momentum in ties and shared vision of India and Canada in building a forward-looking partnership. Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
The U.S. military has confirmed the destruction of the headquarters of the Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, in a large-scale strike. U.S. military has also informed that 3 U.S. service members have been killed, while 5 were dangerously wounded during the U.S. operations against Iran. In a social media post, the U.S. Central Command said, as part of Operation Epic Fury, several others sustained minor shrapnel injuries and concussions and are in the process of being returned to duty. Meanwhile, in a video posted to his Truth Social account, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that attacks on Iran will continue until all of America's objectives are achieved and has promised to avenge the deaths of 3 American soldiers. Trump said he has been informed that 9 Iranian naval ships have destroyed and sunk, with some of them relatively large and important.
In a social media post, the U.S. Central Command said, as part of Operation Epic Fury, several others sustained minor shrapnel injuries and concussions and are in the process of being returned to duty. Meanwhile, in a video posted to his Truth Social account, U.S. President Donald Trump has warned that attacks on Iran will continue until all of America's objectives are achieved and has promised to avenge the deaths of 3 American soldiers.
We have hit hundreds hundreds of targets in Iran, including Revolutionary Guard facilities, Iranian air defense systems, knocked out 9 ships plus their naval building. The entire military command is gone as well, and many of them want to surrender into saving their lives. Combat operations continue at this time in full force, and they will continue until all of our objectives are achieved. An Iranian regime armed with long-range missiles and nuclear weapons would be a dire threat to every American. We cannot allow a nation that raises terrorist armies to possess such weapons.
Israeli military also reported conducting strikes on dozens of Iranian military command centers, including those belonging to the IRGC, Intelligence Headquarters, IRGC Air Force Command Centers, and Internal Security Headquarters. Renu Kataria for World News.
Israeli military also reported conducting strikes on dozens of Iranian military command centers, including those belonging to the IRGC, Intelligence Headquarters, IRGC Air Force Command Centers, and Internal Security Headquarters. The leaders of Britain, France, and Germany have slammed Iran's missile attacks, calling it indiscriminate and disproportionate. In a joint statement, the leaders of E3 countries have extended their support to the U.S. The E3 leaders said they are ready to take steps to defend the interests in the region after missile attacks by Iran. The statement further said they've agreed to work together with the U.S. and allies in the region on this. UK Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer posted a video message saying he has granted permission to the United States to use British bases for defensive strikes against Iranian missiles. The comments came hours after the UK said a Royal Air Force Typhoon fighter shot down an Iranian drone heading towards Qatar.
The United States has requested permission to use British bases for that specific and limited defensive purpose. We have taken the decision to accept this request to prevent Iran firing missiles across the region, killing innocent civilians, putting British lives at risk, and hitting countries that have not been involved.
The UAE has announced the closure of its embassy in Tehran and the withdrawal of its ambassador and all members of its diplomatic mission from Iran. The move follows Iranian missile attacks on UAE territory. United Arab Emirates has strongly condemned Iranian missile attacks targeting both the UAE and Oman, calling them a dangerous escalation. This is Akashvani and you're listening to The World News. We bring you top international news and updates from around the globe. Global oil prices have jumped after the US and Israel launched attacks on Iran over the weekend. Brent crude and NYMEX light sweet oil both jumped by more than 10% when energy markets opened this morning in Asia. Brent crude was up by almost 9% to $79.30 a barrel, while NYMEX was around 8.5% higher at $72.70. Asia Pacific stock markets fell sharply today due to panic over a major conflict between Iran and the US-Israel alliance. Investors sold shares on fears of disrupted energy supplies, causing oil prices to spike while defense stocks rose. Japan's Nikkei 225 tumbled almost 2% on its open, with the topics fell 2.1%. Mitsubishi Heavy Industries, Kawasaki Heavy Industries and IHI, which have defense businesses, rose over 1%. In cricket, India stormed into the semi-final of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in a must-win Super 8 clash at the Eden Gardens in Kolkata last night, chasing a target of 196 runs set by the West Indies. Sanju Samson's unbeaten innings of 97 runs off just 50 balls helped Men in Blue to chase the target with 4 balls remaining. He was also adjudged player of the match. India will now face England in the second semi-final match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai on Thursday. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi discusses West Asia situation with UAE President and Israeli Prime Minister. Prime Minister Modi to hold delegation-level talks with his Canadian counterpart Mark Carney in New Delhi today. US military confirms destruction of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard headquarters in large-scale strike. 9 Iranian naval vessels sunk, claims President Trump. Britain, France and Germany jointly extend support to the US. UK says America can use British bases for defensive strikes against Iranian missiles. Global oil prices rise amid West Asia conflict. Asia-Pacific stock markets fell sharply. And in cricket, India stormed into the semi-final of the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, beating West Indies by 5 wickets in Kolkata. And that is the end of this news bulletin.